bought out by another company, and Gamera's 50th anniversary is coming up, and this is Godzilla's 60th. And then the people who bought Gamera are like, "Hey, let's have a Gamera versus Godzilla movie." And the people at Toho is like, "No."
Well, okay, I can understand from Toho's perspective, because what's Gamera ever been but a poor man's Godzilla?
Exactly.
But he's so good. I would make the argument that the Gamera trilogy from the 90s is better than half the stuff from the 90s of Godzilla.
That's like me saying that Sandman's the best comic from the 90s, because of course it fucking is. The 90s were a terrible era for comics.
But the Gamera from the 90s is what influenced the Godzilla of the Millennium Era.
Sure.
Because a lot of the people,
love the Godzilla of the Millennium Era.
But, yeah, they do. Okay, but I love it. But
going back before the 90s, Gamera is a ripoff of Godzilla.
Gamera is a ripoff of Godzilla. But he came into his own during the Heisei era.
I'll give you that.
All right. Welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 63. I didn't want to interrupt the
debate. Bringing our geek flag forward fast in this episode. Yeah.
We were letting the geek foo fly. All right. I'm your host, Lawrence of America, and with me today, sitting patiently my left, debating his Princess Leia costume.
For the Star Wars launch party. What better time to break it out? Irredeemable Gomer here. And there's other people here.
The Intrepid David. And if I can contact my friend, I will come as Bubba Fett. I will borrow his Bubba Fett.
You should do it. You should do it.
That would be cool. Contact my friend Andy and talk to him.
Yes, baby. All right, I'm the hopeful Heather. Going for that.
G-squared.
G-cubed.
I'm still the only one without a nickname.
He's giving you several.
Angry Taylor.
Okay, fine. I'm Angry Taylor.
Don't make him angrier. You wouldn't like him if he's angrier.
I
missed last few weeks. Now everybody's like G squared and G cubed and hopeful, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, in all fairness, I actually posted on my Facebook. I was like, "Look, everyone else has a nickname. I want one. Nothing rhymes with Heather." So some of my friends were throwing out ideas, and I was like, "Well, hopeful's about the best I can get." So
for now,
Heather of the weather. I don't know.
No, I grew up most of my life Heather Weather Feather. No, I don't think
so. Oh wow, that's pretty cool right there. the boosters for this new Star Wars assault game.
Okay, we were just talking about the Star Wars launch party. Do we want to talk about starting about that?
Yeah, what about the Star Wars launch party? Marvel is getting the Star Wars... they have the Star Wars license back. They're relaunching Star Wars number one in January.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think about, but yeah, a million years ago, the first ever appearance of Star Wars anything was the Marvel comic.
Yeah, in the 70s, yeah. Yeah.
There was some wild stuff that went on in that comic series.
It was, dude.
Yeah, but so, we have a few of them.
So it's coming back. Marvel, they're making a big deal out of it.
Marvel being owned by Disney and Star Wars being owned by Disney. Yeah, we all knew that as soon as that happened.
It's one of the two biggest sci-fi franchises now being published by the biggest comic book publisher.
Yeah.
Right. And the cool part for me is that means they get to put the A-list talent on the book that I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
We've got Jason Aaron. We've got John Cassaday's drawing one of the books. Kieran Gillen, I think, is right.
Yeah,
he's like Princess Leia, right?
Yeah, and that's only a limited, I think.
It's
only
going to be a limited series.
Business-wise, I wonder how this is going to affect Dark Horse, because I know that was such a big portion of
Well, Dark Horse loses the license for Dark Horse.
Well, they've lost they're losing the license
They're still producing until the end of the year, but they get to keep the omnibuses.
They get to keep the omnibuses.
Good for them, but going forward, though...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
none of that Dark Horse stuff matters.
Yeah.
Expanded Universe is
right. The only official Expanded Universe stuff will be Marvel stuff.
From what I've heard, Marvel has a whole bunch of guys going through all the Expanded Universe stuff, picking and choosing what they want to keep.
But they've also established that they would say that starting from a certain point, the new EU will be established with the Rebels.
Yes,
the Rebel show and anything that ties into Rebels is the beginning of
everything.
The new animated show Rebels.
Anything that's between episode 3 and episode 2 and back is all canon now. Anything past Return of the Jedi is no longer part of it.
So anything essentially from Heir to the Empire to pretty much the latest version of...
Some of that was kind of hokey. Like, I don't really like the Emperor being cloned. Like,
Heir to the Empire was a great.
Thrawn was
though.
Fucking
Thrawn. Yeah, Thrawn was awesome.
They need to get Thrawn in the
Benedict
canon
Cumberbatch
universe
needs
again.
To be Thrawn.
They
that would be
it.
Great. Benedict Cumberbatch, okay, he's blowing up right now. He's going to be Doc Strange. I would be stoked as hell, yeah, if he...
He is in the new Star Wars movie.
Is
he? It has been confirmed.
Oh, by really? Who?
Yeah, he confirmed it when he was overseas.
Google that.
Right after he did... Right after he did...
They even did tweets about
that. Show, they were teasing him about it, and he was like,
that,
no
man.
Comment, but then afterwards, he had to come out and say he was actually meant it.
Oh, wow.
He's if he's Thrawn, that'd be great.
But,
that will be.
But they're
he
not.
Awesome.
But
they've
he was just going to do a little cameo. Is all it was.
They've been.
They will not do Thrawn.
That it's going to be a Sith Lord of
yeah.
some sort.
They will not do Thrawn for the simple fact of there's not the lightsaber battle that people
well,
want to see.
Well, the tease that I heard was basically Luke was scared of the power that he had, and he went into a seclusion. And basically, somebody in the Empire is digging up Sith artifacts. Because I've heard the name, I've heard the planet Caliban tossed around a few times.
I kind of like the expanded universe stuff about Luke having his daughter and becoming the Grand Master of the new Jedi Order.
I like that too.
Luke never had a daughter. Luke had a son.
But it doesn't matter. He used
to
run out.
Okay,
he
was married to Jada though.
He was,
whatever,
yeah. he, was
he was married to
Mary
Jade, and they had a son named Ben Skywalker.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not
but
sure.
Han and Leia had twins.
Han and Leia had three children.
Jason and Jaina.
And then Anakin.
Han yes. and Leia had three children. They had Jason and Jaina, and then they had Anakin Solo. Anakin is dead.
Jason is dead.
Jason is dead, but Jason did father a child.
And he turned into a Lord of the Sith.
Yeah, he turned into Darth Cadius.
Awesome.
Love Jason did,
he made my top
did
of
father,
the line.
Did father Luke, Han and Leia's granddaughter.
Yep.
And Jaina, I believe... married a fella.
She's married
but
to
none
Jagged
of this
Pit.
Matters.
Huh?
No, all this
none
is
of
been erased.
Matters anymore.
It's all
been erased.
I've read all those books.
So sorry for wasting your time.
It's all gone. I've read every single one of them.
Too bad.
So I can't find anything other than Benedict Cumberbatch denying
that he was
those
in
Star Wars.
Okay.
I
it was on BBC the next day.
I mean,
if it is, we should be able to find it.
Yeah.
Right.
But he was on the Graham Norton show.
Here's April 14th.
Ago.
He denies being offered a role.
Huh.
December 13th of last year, he denies being offered a role.
It'd be a lot
better. October, he was denied offered a role.
I feel like this would have been all over my news.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Was official for it.
Yeah.
When Doctor, when he went official, when he went like.
It wasn't even official.
It's not technically official still, I don't think.
I don't,
but like,
no.
When, now that it's all but official that
yes,
he's Doctor Strange, that blew the hell
it
up.
Blew it, yeah. Blew it up, man.
And I would be stoked because he's an
all
awesome
right,
actor.
So, according to the dailymail.co.uk, says on the Graham Norton show, now this is there. This is a tabloid type mag.
Yeah.
You know, but. I probably shouldn't say, and refuses to deny.
Ah, so it's
but,
sort
but,
of up in the air.
Well, see,
still,
we watched the Graham Norton show he was on, and he still kind of denied.
I'm saying something
but
from
the
Telegraph
next day,
here.
Well,
on BBC, they said he was.
I figured this would explode.
They're just saying
the news. Of
they're
this.
Just saying
it
on
should,
the Telegraph
yeah.
on the Telegraph dot. Co.uk,
yesterday there was
okay,
just
Telegraph. I have to admit, in England,
yeah.
it's a Star magazine.
Yeah, it's
type
like
of
a
thing,
national
so.
Guard. Just yesterday, they had the Sherlock next season teaser image come
yeah.
out, and it was all over my feed because Watson's got a mustache.
Let's jump
yeah.
into that real quick
yeah.
because we are kind of swirling around in rumors. Bottom line, I'm stoked about the Star Wars launch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not stoked about your proposition of showing up in a Leia outfit.
Slave Leia.
I am.
Even worse.
I am.
Anyway.
It depends on how cold it is.
Well, yours is weird, though.
He did yeah. visit the set, so there are pictures of him just hanging out on the set.
Well, Kevin
see,
Smith
why would he do that?
Okay, so maybe.
Because yeah. you can.
Good point.
Why, yeah,
well,
I mean,
if he was
okay.
a major
okay.
role, you got
to
think.
Stephen Colbert went to... go do the Hobbit tour, you know, when
yeah.
that was going on, because he could.
Okay.
So, hell yeah.
Right.
I could go.
This is something
Abram
has
been Greg Grunberg said you wouldn't believe the huge name stars that were showing up to visit the set during the Q&A at GMX.
Wow.
He did say
yeah.
that.
I mean, not to mention, this is J.J. Abrams. He has been trying to leak these little buzzy things
Like, remember,
one of the things I hate the most about J.J. Abrams is his way of wanking the audience. You say hyping, I'm going to say wanking the audience around with the pre-release stuff. All that shit with, no, he's not Khan, he's John Harris. Of course he's fucking Khan. Yeah, everyone knows that he's Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and like he released the picture. The picture of a letter asking people to stop leaking photos of the Millennium Falcon.
He's the one who leaked it.
And, yeah.
Anything
and the picture was
Abrams
sitting on the table
shit,
of
I don't
a
care
Millennium
about
Falcon.
What he said.
I thought
know,
that
blah,
was
blah,
pretty
blah.
Hilarious.
You know, and of course, you know, he denied them such and such while on some show while standing in front of an X-Wing. And,
yeah, he's a know, he blatantly lies. He does all this wankery.
And
he does.
And the John Oliver segment with the fish cannon thing.
Yeah.
He was one of the people hit while he was yelling at R2-D2 about improving. Yeah, I mean. But yeah, so I can see him saying, no, just fuck with it.
But okay, people, they revel in these rumor mongering, though. They revel.
Okay, but hey, this is actually a good opportunity for us to do a chain of segues that make a decent amount of sense. Because let's segue from Star Wars to the teaser trailer that's supposed to be launching this Friday.
For the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The synopsis that I read, I'm not impressed, and I'm not going to brave Black Friday crowds just to go see the movie at the Thoroughbred.
It's a teaser. It'll be on the internet probably within an hour of it. You know, being
and the
in
thing
the theater.
Is, if it's just at the Thoroughbred,
you were describing it earlier. It's just the old cast members, and then a shot of the Millennium Falcon, right?
Yeah, somebody new to the new in the new trilogy saying, "Wake up." And basically, if it's not going to flash new how
footage.
They look now, new footage, it's not worth the time and trouble.
I already know the movie's coming out.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
Pretty much
fanboys
what it is.
Will still go out there and go see it.
But the beautiful thing about it, though, is that at what I read about it is you don't have to see a particular movie to see this trailer.
No,
you just have to see a movie.
Any movie.
Knowing the internet, how the internet's been the past month or so, it's probably on the internet right now leaked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Marvel one.
If it's not, it will be by this weekend.
Jurassic World trailer was put
out 2 days
earlier.
That was what I was talking about with the chain of segues. Speaking of trailers, Jurassic World trailer is out now.
It makes me laugh every time I even think about it.
Yeah, you're talking about a pretty hilarious. Let's go.
The dinosaurs, the CGI dinosaurs look a little rough compared to what they've looked like before on Jurassic Park.
There's a scene in the trailer where Star Lord.
This is a very early trailer.
Yeah. There's a scene in the trailer where Star-Lord's on a motorcycle and his pack of raptors are hanging out with him. I just can't stop laughing at it,
man. I love how
it's hilarious.
Got pictured in my head. Star-Lord with raptors. Yeah!
That's what it looks
dude. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has Star-Lord on a space motorcycle with space raptors. Holy shit, my head will explode in the theater.
That is pretty awesome, though, because the raptors aren't attacking him. So, I mean, obviously...
Dude! I don't understand. I don't know why. Okay, the
the big climax is going to be he has like a buddy cop team up with
the raptors
to stop this new hybrid dinosaur. Okay, rest of the trailer.
Okay,
most of it is Chris Pratt being the guy who goes up. You scientists are going too far. And then like they're like, shut up, Chris Pratt.
Like they didn't go too far. That was the whole point of the last movie.
And then like halfway through the trailer, we've gone too far. Chris Pratt was right.
Yeah.
So basically, they've taken a Tyrannosaurus and they've mixed it with a raptor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
they
it's
get
gonna
a
be
mini
like a smart T-Rex.
No, it's larger than a T-Rex, but it has raptor features. It has
smart.
Has the workable hands.
Okay,
now they're clever girls.
Yeah, but they leaked images of the Lego figure for that a while back.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's nice. It's called the Diablo Rex.
I just don't get it.
At the end, though, people are kind of going into a tizzy about
it. I'm about excited for this as I am for the next Indiana Jones
movie. Man.
That's what you have to kind of lean into. Did we need another Jurassic Park?
I don't think we did.
We didn't need two or three. Do we need four?
I don't
think
we did.
I would have rather... This one seems like it's a better premise than two or three.
Yeah.
So.
I would have rather had a reboot.
I expect it to be better than those.
I would have rather had a reboot than them building something terrible on something that was okay.
Well,
I was okay with.
Considering what they had planned to do with the Jurassic Park franchise, this is a much better choice.
It's better than the leaked script about... human dinosaur hybrid army of some
Sleestacks.
But that would work, but not in a Jurassic Park setting.
Cover the human humanoid dinosaur army
in the lands? Man of the Lost.
Oh, man.
Sleestak, man. Sleestaks.
That movie did so much to make the Sleestaks so awful.
The Sleestaks were awful.
But
they were terrible.
The Sleestaks in the Land of the Lost were the remnant of a great
dinosaurs.
Yeah, man.
I remember the thousands of commercials after that movie came out.
The Sleestaks in the movie were basically like, let's take off our skins and screw.
The Land of the Lost movie was the Chorus Line soundtrack for
yeah.
me. That's
Marshall Neal and Holly.
Yeah. But yeah, the Jurassic World movie looks meh right now. I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not rushing out right now.
It doesn't look unwatchable, but
exactly.
It doesn't look...
Yeah.
I don't need more Jurassic Park.
Even
the original Jurassic Park, it's not like this manna from heaven that most people treat it like.
Exactly. The book is great. I implore everyone to read the book.
If you want to see some dinosaurs eat some people, I'm sure you'll get that. If you want to see somebody get chased by dinosaurs,
Star-Lord and his raptor gang...
You want to see Star-Lord go away to his Candy Mountain and meet the magical
action
Pleurodon.
Movie affair. You know, and I doubt it won't. I bet it won't be bad.
Well, we were joking before, really, like Chris Pratt gets like where they finally show the dinosaur in its fullness, and it's Groot.
Yeah, it's just Groot. He gets on a communicator. Guys, I need y'all's help down here. These dinosaurs are a pain in my ass.
I am Groot.
Cool. What was our next segue? Let's segue again.
Well, we skipped over one. I was going to talk. We were talking about Star Wars Party.
Yeah. When is that exactly?
Star Wars Party!
The 14th of January, is that right? 14th?
Something like that, yeah. It'll be a midnight thing. Well, there's a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing. And
a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing?
Yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D. comic coming out.
You have my S.H.I.E.L.D.!
There's a lot of variants with Deadpool on the S.H.I.E.L.D. comic.
Because they got rid of Wolverine.
There's
so
variants of
Deadpool
on everything.
Aren't they doing a variant month with nothing but Deadpool? I know DC.
They've done that already. Maybe. I don't know.
I know
Deadpool is the one character that should die.
Yeah, right?
Deadpool
I know in
be.
February,
literally can't, though.
Yeah. In February, DC's doing like
Wolverine's
a Harley month.
Wolverine's not supposed to die.
Well,
true.
I don't know if they retcon this or not, but... even beyond his healing factor, which lets him get decapitated and he's fine, apparently he was cursed by Thanos to never know the loving embrace of death.
Death, yeah.
So he literally can't die.
Death don't
Hulk
want
smashed
him.
His head in and he just grew it back.
Yeah, Death don't want him.
Which is funny because Death shows up in the video game.
Okay, Deadpool gets
kind of... always dancing.
It's easy to get tired of Deadpool, but when Deadpool's used well, it's fun. Like, I remember when they relaunched his book with the dead president storyline. I loved that. That was great.
I liked him in Axis when him and Tony Stark were having the exchanges and that line. And I saw her face.
He was awesome in X-Force.
Now I'm an Avenger.
There was a scene in X-Force where Phantom X is like dying and starving, and Deadpool's cutting off pieces of himself and feeding
Angel,
it to him. Oh, was it Angel? But either
way,
like,
here comes
it was gross. It was gross. Here comes the choo-choo. Yeah,
like, what's this you're feeding me? If I tell you, do you promise to still eat it?
I like when he was walking away from this kid, and he goes, "Hey, kid," and he takes off his mask, throws it to him, and it sticks to his face, and then comes off, and it's all bloody.
And then, like, he's like,
"Oh no,
my
hemophobia!" That's awesome. Oh man, what's coming out this weekend in theaters, Larry? Anything?
Much.
Wow. Well, Hunger Games came out last week and it blew up.
It blew up the theaters. Best opening of the year, man.
Yeah.
Beat Transformers.
Weekends, I work at a coffee shop at Barnes & Noble, and oh my god, all the teenage girls there getting their drinks so they can go see
Mockingjay.
Yeah.
But yeah, best opening weekend of the year, beat out Transformers Age of Extinction, which we talked about
earlier this year, and those
numbers were inflated anyway. But also, Mockingjay did better overseas than it did in the United States, and I'm not sure that there were any United States releases that did that on their opening weekend, did better overseas than they did in America.
Right. Well, did $121.9 million this weekend?
Domestic. Yeah. That's a lot.
I've heard that it's good. I've heard that it's... someone told me actually better than the book.
Well, number two was better than number one, so hopefully number three is even better.
But
number
I was
one
told
really
that
just,
I was told it was good,
But it did a lot of setting up.
From a lot of dragging.
Yeah, I heard it drag. So it set up the moves. Second part.
That way
that's
that
expected.
Is,
that's expected.
Yeah, that was my big problem with it.
Oh, you saw it.
No, that's what I don't want to go see.
Curse Harry Potter for setting up this
see.
Trend.
Dude, yeah. I know. Right?
Curse Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows for doing this. It's okay to do
really
the last part
of the
in
only,
two parts thing.
Really one of the only bad things I take from Harry Potter.
If they were released within a month of each other.
That's the thing. Okay, like, even Avengers is doing it. I'm going to go see it because it's Avengers.
Of
but,
course.
Avengers Part 3, not only is it two parts, but yeah, it's an entire year between.
Well, I think they're also going to be filling in gaps with the other... But, all right, with Mockingjay, that's all we're getting. We're getting Mockingjay Part 1 and then a year later Mockingjay 2. With the Avengers, though, we're getting like three movies in between.
Are we?
At least two, I think, okay. between Avengers 3.1 and Avengers 3.2.
Okay, cool. But, okay, like...
So we could add something.
I don't
do.
Doubt for a
yeah,
second
right?
that
that's
the,
what they need to call.
The studios do this to make more money.
Oh, yes.
I like to think that like when they get the director and the writers, hey, it's going to be a two-part movie. The uncynical part of me, the optimistic side of me likes to hope, okay, they'll use this as an opportunity to tell a bigger story.
Yes, not just make a 90-minute movie and then another 90-minute when we could have just
now,
had a two-hour movie
Marvel
and been done
universe,
with it.
Okay, makes perfect
of course,
sense.
Of course.
But when... The story's already told. This is based off a movie. There isn't, you know... I mean,
yeah,
based
what,
off
what about all the kids running out to get the
oh, yeah,
book after seeing
off,
part
is
one?
Is that really
yeah.
happening?
So, well, okay, theoretically, like... If
yes, it does
if
happen.
If they're drumming up book sales when the movie comes out, the kids who get the book now know exactly what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, once the...
There's no point in
when the film
out.
First comes out, when the film
yeah,
first
there's
drops...
There's a lot of people that don't...
And then when the DVD
enough,
drops, isn't that the only time they're really going to see a spike in book sales? I mean, it doesn't go on and on, and if it does go on and on, then it doesn't matter. Then they should put them a year apart. If that's all they're trying to do is make money and drive book sales,
that's
which
all
is also drive money,
that's
yeah. That's the whole point. They're just trying to make money. But I'm like, I'm with
Taylor. Instead of charging for one movie that's 2 hours,
yeah.
they can charge you twice for well, two movies.
I mean, Taylor mentioned like the Harry Potter, you know, Deathly Hallows was
yeah.
two films. I thought they fit a lot into those two films, though. I didn't feel cheated out of anything
yeah.
by those two films
for the record,
being split into two films.
How big
this
is Mockingjay?
The
it's as big
book?
As the first two.
No, I mean, is it a thick book?
No, it's as big as the first two.
This was still not as that's what I was saying. As big as the other. Mockingjay movies.
Yes, I did see that. I did read that.
And, yeah.
As big as that was a Hunger Games film.
The Hunger Games movie. Hunger Games and Catching Fire all did better. Both did better on their
opening weekends.
Weekend.
Yeah. yeah. Which I don't know. I don't get that. Why would you go see the other two on opening? And then
if you've read the books,
yeah.
you know there's no good spot to end it.
Yeah.
The series.
There's no split the
oh to
Mockingjay
split the films.
Is
okay.
one story.
Yeah.
It's one good flowing story.
I felt that way about the Deathly Hallows too, but I thought the where they stopped it in
as
the
well
films
as
was as
yeah,
best they could.
The one
yeah.
reason on the Deathly Hallows is you think about how thick that book was,
exactly,
how much stuff was in
yeah.
there. Because
yeah.
in the other movies they had to cut out so much.
It's a fair point.
That it completely
that is a fair point.
Changed the storyline.
Agreed. Yeah. Well, not completely, but drastically.
Okay,
yeah,
but
even up to the end, Neville could have been the chosen one all the way up to the end.
Oh yes,
in
yes,
the
that's
books,
right.
It
that's
does that.
Yes.
In movies, it says it one time.
Well,
now
in the books,
it.
They explicitly mention that as soon as he shot that curse at your forehead when you were a baby, you are the chosen.
No,
one.
Even in
no,
the books,
they
talk about Neville.
They
being
explicitly
of
say that.
They
said before that Voldemort went and attacked Harry that it could have been either one of them. When he went and attacked Harry.
He
prophecy's over, it's Harry.
No, because
exactly.
they did that, they kept going on the prophecy.
Dude,
the
you're just factually
to,
wrong
to,
about
to,
this.
To the reader, the reader knew that.
Yeah. Dumbledore said,
yes.
plainly, directly, with no room for ambiguity,
yes.
that it was Harry
Voldemort
as soon as Voldemort tried to kill him.
He was equal.
But
yeah.
I think
was
there,
Voldemort made him into
show.
Another
I think there was still
Horcrux.
Some gray area with
what
the
he
other
made him
character.
He did that too, and he also made him the one from the prophecy.
But
he did more than one thing at once.
During that one,
agreed.
They said
yes.
over and over that
okay.
Neville could
yeah,
have been...
Yeah, in the books...
When they were little
babies.
He made Harry into a Horcrux. But... Even in the book, she reneged on that in the
right.
end.
Yeah.
And I also thought there was some gray area with the other characters
well, he
knowing
accidentally
who the
made
chosen one was. I know Dumbledore did, and he told Harry, and they all knew, but I think with the other characters, maybe there was a little
yeah.
bit. Because in the movies, you remember, they made a big deal out of Harry being the chosen one. It was even in the paper. And in the books, I don't think it did make the paper. It's been a long time since I've read the books. But, you know, I don't know. I don't
they
think it matters.
They left a lot out.
Agreed. They
could
did.
Have explained more.
Yeah. I always say I think the Harry Potters left out the, you know, Hermione freeing the house elves. I thought that was one of the coolest parts of the whole series, and it was totally left out. Mm-hmm. But
that will save the day.
Well,
anyway.
Just the fight in the last book in general is much better than the book.
Yes.
Pretty much every wizard fight in those movies was not as good as its iteration in the book.
Yeah.
Because in the movies, it's mostly just wizard lightning fight, and they just like point their wads at each other for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in the books, they're doing like these crazy things, like bringing fountains to life. Snakes are fighting phoenixes.
Yeah. Right. They turn a hallway into a swamp and do all. Yeah, and like the way they describe all the wizards, Weasley wizards, whiz bangs or whatever, it was all pretty cool.
Way cooler.
I think
in
that's the nature of novels,
but in the movies,
though.
Wizard lightning fight.
It's the nature of the novel.
That's the whole point of a movie, right? Is you have like this spectacle element to it, and they kind of just
cut out the spectacle.
I want them to say that every time they fight now. Wizard lightning
fight. That's what they do.
That should be exactly what
lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
I don't know how long.
Well, I saw a thing like How It Should Have Ended does these things for Harry Potter. Like I remember the description. I can't point my wand any harder.
Just for comparison notes, Guardians of the Galaxy did 94 its opening weekend.
But did just as much its second weekend, which
I don't think
Monty Jay is going to have a big weekend.
I think Guardians got the word of mouth. It was huge for like a month and a half.
And like $60 million huge for like a month
Monty
and a half.
Will
every
go
weekend.
Down quick.
It was just weird. Yeah, dude.
Soon as The Hobbit hit.
Like, it went from like first place, then like Turtles beat it 1 week, and then
back to first. Yeah. And no movie had done that.
Very rarely do movies go out of first and go back into
first. Yeah, I know this year it's the only movie to ever do it this year. Yeah.
It's very rare.
Very rare. Yeah. What else are we going to chit-chat about?
What else are you reading this week? As far as comics, you're sitting there going through previews.
This week, the second issue of Superior Iron Man comes out.
I've got a slow week this week. I just got new Avengers, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Avengers.
They've got this big sprawling story. It takes place across the Avengers and the new Avengers books every month.
We were talking earlier, like there's early in the run, there was like these life bombs. Is that how they referred to them as? That landed everywhere.
Yeah, sure, Genesis bombs.
Like
something like
Toronto
that, sure.
or Edmonton, Canada, and Perth, Australia were just completely devastated, and they pretty much just glance over millions of people being killed or mutated.
Yeah.
And they focus on Shang-Chi being Multiple Man now, which is...
They didn't focus on it. It was like...
Well, it was like the big arc. It was the big hook, yeah.
It was the last page kind of splash image.
But, I mean, the whole book, the last issue, anyway. That's what they're talking about. And that's what they're getting to.
And the months after that, like, Shang-Chi. They go to... The first issue of this Hickman run was them going to Mars to confront this guy who had been throwing these bombs at Earth and just devastating these cities. Later on, they invited him to join the Avengers.
Not just him, but every other one's hymns throughout the multiverse or whatever it is. There's hundreds of them now.
I'm just like, water under the bridge.
Yeah,
man. You wiped out four cities, but whatevs.
It's confusing. But it's a Hickman book. It's not supposed to be clear-cut. Maybe they'll get back to that. I hope. But I'm reading Superior Iron Man. If you're not reading that, Tony Stark's back drinking again. He's just the biggest douchebag you can think of.
For those who don't follow the comic events, during Axis, the big hook there is that heroes and villains had their alignments shifted, and now Sabretooth's a good guy, and Iron Man's a dick, and he's an evil dick.
Deadpool
gives up violence?
My favorite Body Count song, by the way, Evil Dick. You've never heard, listen to Body Count.
Hobgoblin is your friendly neighborhood Hobgoblin.
Yeah, that's actually a really good read, the Hobgoblin mini as part of Axis. Actually better than Axis is. Axis is terrible.
They probably realized, hey, we just got over this whole Spider-Man is evil thing, so they didn't do that again, thank God.
Yeah, really, that's what they're doing, though.
They're like, doing it with
everybody now.
The brand new Captain America, freshly minted, right off the presses, is evil like 5 minutes into his tenure as Captain America.
That's nice.
I don't get it.
That's killed originally. Oh, and the sad Hulk. The Hulk Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They call him Sulky. Sulky Hulk.
Sulk Hulk.
Hulk spelled backwards.
Hulk.
Hulk. Hulk. When Hulk gets sad.
Yeah,
when the Hulk gets sad, the Hulk hulks out.
So it's not when he gets angry, it's when he gets sad.
You make Hulk sad. You don't like Hulk.
You got a kid.
It's like, quick, we need the Hulk. Someone like puts on the end of Old Yeller.
Oh, no. Then, this is Hulk. This is Hulk as the Hulk. But when the Hulk gets sad, the Hulk hulks out, and he turns into like this black armored looking guy.
What? See, that's just bad.
Okay, so like a Hulk's version of the Hulk?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like unstoppable?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Why doesn't the Hulk's Hulk get happy and maybe he'll turn into the Hulk's
Hulk?
Does
he sprout armor out of his wazoo?
He's
already like sprouting muscle mass out of nothing.
So when Bruce Banner gets angry, he becomes the Hulk. When the Hulk gets sad, he becomes
Hulk.
The new Hulk.
But then when that Hulk gets happy.
No, when that Hulk gets melancholy, then.
When that Hulk becomes contemplative.
When that Hulk becomes enlightened.
Layers and layers of Hulk.
Find out next
week. It's a Hulk onion.
Yeah. Well, God did not say, let Hulk the Hulk have PMS. Like an onion.
Do not ever let Hulk have PMS.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Wayward number 4 came out.
Yeah. Hey, okay, so.
Dave wants to talk about Wayward.
Talk about Wayward.
Wayward number 4. Great series so far. I'm happy now that the story is progressing beyond the intro.
Right? He took 3 issues to get the team together, which is not really Jim Zub style, you know? But now that the team is together and they're doing adventures, it's awesome.
And Ayane is fast becoming my favorite character.
Yeah, easily. She's talking to Rory's mom.
Yeah.
Love it. Moms
love me. She appears out of nowhere. Her hair is a different color every time she appears.
Yeah.
And she's funny.
Great book, Wayward, from Image Comics, Jim Zub. Really Japanese style on the art. Even the coloring is very Japanese stylistic.
Actually, they had
They
had 2 colorless. I can't say the
colorist.
Word. Colorist. For this book, this time.
Great book.
And there's an Easter egg if you find it.
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't look for the Easter egg. I need to go look.
It's a fairly new series, so...
It is.
Give us a quick overview of what it's about.
Okay.
The series is
Irish-Japanese girl leaves Ireland, where her dad is, to move with her mom in Japan and realizes she has some crazy supernatural powers.
To see threads that...
That old story.
That old shtick.
And
classic Wayward.
Her first day in Japan, she runs into some kappas, and Ayane shows up and beats the crap out of the kappas. Second issue, pretty much.
It's kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It has a very
Japan.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer vibe to it.
It does.
All right.
But it's a lot of Japanese mythology in there. Apparently her mom is part of the Big Bad or something. And you got another Big Bad running
around.
That's
still a reveal that they haven't gotten into yet.
Basically, her mother can do... Her mother can do the same thing she can do. But her mother's working for...
The bad guy.
Some ominous group.
Yeah. We assume
we don't.
The bad
we don't
guys.
Know.
So
they're
when you
bad
say mythology,
guys,
are we talking about like gods like Susano? Or
they haven't really gotten to that. It's more the demons.
Okay, so like Kappa, like
Kappa, less demons.
We've got the
Orochi things
the
like that.
Spirit foxes.
All right. Yeah.
What was some?
There's so many.
There's
man.
A lot.
Yeah.
But the guy, there was a guy in the ominous place that shows up in issue 4. That's the one they're fighting with all the monsters around it.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Okay.
It looks all like right. him.
Okay.
So. Japanese Irish Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, and it's that weird.
With Ramona Flowers thrown in, that's a cat girl.
Yeah, it's great.
Fascinating.
Odyssey from Matt Fraction.
Did not like that.
I hated it.
I did not like
that. I don't
like
know if it was just went over my head and I didn't understand it.
I've been off of Matt Fraction since.
Books based on
the Odyssey.
The Odyssey.
It's a gender bit Odyssey with psychedelics.
In space. That's like
That sounds cool.
It's not, though. It's not good.
It's terrible.
It's not good.
I
say it's not good, but I think it just went over my head.
The artwork is beautiful. It's just... It's like... There's very little dialogue. All of it's basically, just narration. And there's very little dialogue.
And it's like it's almost like the language is like throwback but futuristic. It's like he's trying to get the best of both worlds. The old school of the Odyssey and then the science fiction.
Me
neither.
Didn't do it.
But I think that was the only new book out this week from Image.
And I don't that think, was the, I think that was the only first.
Yeah, and I don't think Marvel or DC had a new book out this week, a number one. Gotham by Midnight.
I picked that up.
I haven't read it. Ben Templesmith. I'll read anything he writes. I'm actually not sure. Jim Corrigan comes back to Gotham, and it's going to incorporate.
So it's not
him.
Batman, but it's just a Gotham auxiliary character.
Most of the Batman.
So kind of like Gotham Central, then?
I'm not sure.
Gotham Academy.
Yeah,
it's Gotham Academy's. I like it.
There's a lot of Batman books without Batman, which is weird. Scarlet Spider's number one. Great cover on that, by the way.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
First thing I heard about it was on Outright Geekery.
Oh, really? I love that website.
You should check totally out
OutrightGeekery.com, definitely.
Tell me more about this.
It is an amazing place.
That was just the worst.
Cheap promotion.
Just FYI, Cumberbatch is in a movie coming out this weekend called The Imitation Game.
Yeah. I hadn't heard about this until a couple weeks ago.
Isn't that based on Alan Turing?
Alan Turing.
Turing, sorry.
So he's playing Alan Turing in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to see this.
And it's about him inventing the Enigma code during World War II.
Yeah.
Or cracking the Enigma
code. I've got to go see this, man. I love that guy. Everything
then,
I do on most days, he's responsible.
I heard
for
about it a couple weeks ago.
The new Sherlock Holmes movies are filming right this very second.
They had
movies or TV show?
The TV show.
They're basically
essentially
movies.
A movie. But it's television.
They're basically three movies.
But they are filming.
Well, when you say the Sherlock Holmes movies, that makes me think of the Downey Jr.
Oh, I love those. But it's only because it's Robert Downey Jr.
Not as stoked as they am about Sherlock filming.
I have read every single Sherlock Holmes.
Have you seen the teaser image?
As high five.
What do we think of
it's always nice seeing like when they pick up a story element in the show and it's like, oh, I know where that's from.
Exactly.
But it's like it's a cool modern adaptation of it.
It is.
Without a mustache is not.
Yeah, what do we think of Watson with the mustache?
I don't even follow
the BBC Sherlock and Watson without a mustache.
You are a fool.
You've got to watch it. I'm not gonna call you a fool, but you gotta see it.
They have all three seasons.
At the beginning of the third season he had a mustache and everyone was making a big deal.
Yeah, that
in this image, though, he's got like the bowler cap. Holmes
is
in the top hat.
That is Watson.
Yeah.
That to me is Watson.
Yeah, turn of the last century Watson.
He gives Watson a good spin. I love the background of him. I love, excuse me, how they've built him up.
It's maintaining the core of the character.
Agreed.
We're kind of used to seeing Watson as like, oh gosh and golly gee,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah,
run away, Gandalf! This is a guy with a brain. This is a guy who
Watson's not
who
an
has
idiot.
Action.
No,
it's just like he looks like an idiot next to Holmes.
Well, that's why Holmes keeps him around, because Holmes says, well, you're an idiot, but you're not as much of an idiot as all these other idiots, so I'll keep you around.
But he also admitted to him
you're
being his best
idiot.
Friend. Yeah. He said, if I have to have a friend, you're my best friend.
Boom.
You know, I like that.
That's what endears the show to me, man, is their relationship and how it's, you know, funny and you know, awkward. It's great. Yeah,
I'm totally
love
stoked
that show,
for
man.
The new one. I'm ready for it.
Also, we're speaking of shows that many people are endeared that I do not follow.
Yes,
Power Rangers, which it was a little after my time.
You know, it was after my time too, but I still watch the.
They apparently are releasing the Green Rangers origin story for the first time ever.
Cool.
20 years later.
I
was just going to mention that. I know there's several people that listen to the
show.
Okay,
you know what?
Power Rangers,
I came out, I was in kindergarten first grade when Power Rangers was in its heyday catering to kindergartners and first graders, so...
Did you watch it?
It comes from my childhood. Of course I watched it. Everyone my age
it's Voltron
watched.
2.0. That's all it is.
It is, yes.
You know, it's Voltron.
It's ripping on Voltron.
It's definitely ripping on Voltron.
Princess Allura was my hero my whole life. Still is.
Well,
I mean,
I'm the age demographic that Power Rangers was out for when it was coming out.
I was way too old to watch Power Rangers. I watched every minute of it.
I did too. Same exact way.
I loved it.
I did too.
Looking back on it now, it's a cheesy piece
of
shit.
Oh, no, it's cheesy and bad, but I still watch it.
It's a cheesy piece of shit pandering to the people of my age group.
Yeah,
yeah, but the ones that they come out with still is...
At least Voltron stuck to anime, and so you knew the cheese was there originally. With Power Rangers, it was, oh, let's have, you know, American high school students, blah, blah, blah. And then you go to people who are way too advancedly trained in martial arts for them to be actual American high school students.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Well, too much Swiss in there for me.
Well, that's kind of a... I feel bad. You know, I honestly feel bad. We're just talking about the Green Ranger. I feel bad for the guy who played the Green Ranger, because apparently he's a very legit martial artist.
He does it at conventions. That's part of his thing.
He's never going to get away from he was the Green Ranger.
He doesn't care.
He embraces it.
Yeah, he embraces it. He revels in it, man.
You know, the Green Ranger...
When you can have
a... Oh, I'm the Green Ranger. Give me $20. I'll sign something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, a little bit of trivia on this. He was actually the martial arts teacher of Taylor Lautner, the actor Taylor Lautner, trained him for when he was in Shark Boy and Lava Girl. And so he came in well trained. So.
I've seen bits and parts of it.
I took him to go see that.
The original Pink Ranger,
it's terrible, just like Power Rangers.
I guess I was just coming when stuff like Spy Kids,
stunt double.
Yep.
When stuff like Spy Kids and Shark Boy and Lava Girl, which is kind of in that same ilk, was coming out, I was, I think, just leaving the point where I could accept this sort of stupidity.
I was very reluctant to leave that, so I watched all that shit.
You haven't left it.
I haven't. I had kids, so I will say,
when he was a little kid, he actually entered a coloring contest that was based around Shark Girl and Lava Boy. He actually came in third place and won a pair of pajamas that were...
But I had a friend that worked for Fox, so he got his advanced screening tickets to go see it.
Nice. Nice. That's probably how you won third. Your old man.
No. This was through McDonald's or something. It was through McDonald's, actually.
Hey, I'd have pushed for him to get first. Like that.
Oh, I know what it was. You had to create the ultimate bedroom. That's what it was. You had to color the ultimate bedroom.
But when is that coming? When are we getting the origin of the Green Ranger? Is it going to be the same guy?
Is that it right over there that I just saw?
Yeah, I was thinking it came out this week.
Oh, it's a comic.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not getting that.
What the hell? What do you think?
Oh, I thought
Power Rangers does not work in any other form but TV. Yeah. The movies are not good.
Why do you think he could still play it?
Why not?
20 years later,
right? Exactly.
Well, he could play, like, you know, the dad of the guy being the Green Ranger.
They're supposed to be coming out with a new movie that's going to have many of the old Rangers in it.
Yeah.
Except for the ones in Turbo, because that was just bad.
Well, except for the two that have died too. So,
the ones that are dead.
And are you talking about Turbo with the snails?
No, Turbo Power Rangers.
Oh, Power Rangers Turbo.
Where they had the cars and stuff.
That was okay.
I think the name of it was actually something stupid like Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was the series. He's talking about the series that came after the movie.
When they had cars. They had race cars.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The kid turned into an adult.
God, Power Rangers still comes on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
They actually still have...
Yeah, they've had the Turbo, they've had Wild, they've had...
They actually still have new Power Rangers.
The regular Power Rangers. The Neon.
That we haven't gotten.
I love Power Rangers.
There's been about 20 generations
where it was all 25 years of the Power Rangers fighting.
It's
a kid show. It is what it is.
Exactly.
I have a friend that lives in Japan that will post the Japanese Power Rangers on Facebook.
Nice.
Maybe I have a higher standard show for kid shows now. Because stuff like Avatar can be watched by kids.
And I think that's what it is. Kids are more sophisticated nowadays. They really are.
Speaking of Avatar, I can't compare anything to Avatar.
Do you remember when the Bolin turtle taught Bolin how to Bolin bend?
Yeah. Okay. For those of you who don't know, Cora just did a recap episode.
Yeah.
Kind of lame there was a recap episode, but it was well handled.
Yeah. The Bolin Barrack bit of it was...
Parts of it were
best.
Hilarious.
And it's canon now.
Really?
But no, the whole...
I liked that at the end where he's like, wait, what happened to Zombie Amon? We never even covered that. But I love how they got Steve Bloom to come back and be Amon again, just so he could be like, hey guys, I've got a plan to stop Bolin.
they had a steal of all the villains from all the books. And basically, they're all having a big old phone conversation.
Yeah, they have like the old-timey Alexander Graham Bell two-part.
Hey, it's Unalaq. Hey, guys, don't forget me. No. Go away,
there's
Unalaq.
A lot of inside baseball going on with Coronel, where Nickelodeon jumped off ship earlier this season.
Okay, that's something interesting to talk about.
Yeah, that is.
Nickelodeon cannot make up their mind whether they're going to support the show or not.
You can't do that on television.
So it's like, are they going to start showing the episodes like from the beginning of this season, or are they going to start showing episodes from where we are right now in the online distribution?
I think...
Because if so,
I don't think we know.
Nickelodeon channel will go ahead and start airing the season 4 as it is right now.
But it's already been watched by everyone.
Nicktoons is going to do the entire series run.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't understand why Nickelodeon would say, "Hey, here's one of the most popular children's, you know, animated shows on TV right now. Let's cancel it and throw it on the internet." What? What? Yeah. Why? What else is Nickelodeon showing? SpongeBob reruns?
That's all Nickelodeon is.
Are you saying SpongeBob reruns?
I'm not saying SpongeBob is bad, but I'm saying
SpongeBob is great.
Why
but,
shit on Korra just so you can show more SpongeBob?
I mean, they're making a new SpongeBob.
They're well
movie.
Past their heyday of like Rugrats. Because
they
Doug,
make tons of licensing Ren and money Stimpy. Off SpongeBob.
Oh, that's true. They do make a bunch more licensing.
I'm not
money.
Saying it's a bad thing they show SpongeBob. I'm just saying, is there anything else at all on the channel?
I'm still. Where's the Patrick spinoff? Why haven't we seen that yet?
Can we just make him lame?
Yeah, that right there, there'd be nothing going on.
That would be, essentially the life, Rocko's Modern Life, where he did the TV show where it was like...
No, that was a show.
That was a show.
Rocko's Modern Life was
but,
a show.
Good show. But like the whole...
Remember Courage the
whole
Cowardly
last
Dog?
Airbender.
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah, it was, well, now we're switching over to Cartoon Network. But yeah, Cartoon
Network. Remember Cat Dog?
Yeah, back to Nickelodeon.
Was that not Nickelodeon?
That was Nickelodeon.
Oh, was it?
Courage was Cartoon Network.
Yes.
I just remember the Christmas special I wanted to bring up in the Geekly debate. It was the Johnny Bravo Christmas special.
Oh, dude, that
was actually
really
pretty
good.
Good.
Yeah. Yes, Nickelodeon. Since Pinwheel and You Can't Do That on Television, Nickelodeon has gone way downhill.
But you're going old school.
Pinwheel was the best.
I remember watching
Pinwheel House Rocks.
Pinwheel was the best.
That was like
Salute Your Shorts.
I remember
Shorts was good.
Yes.
Plus and minus on
you
that.
You can't do that on television.
Yeah.
We were just talking about
that.
I mean, all that was a good
the
show.
The whole last Airbender subreddit has blown up with the Bolin thing.
Yeah.
But there is a beautiful at this point. There is a beautiful article written by off of Mary Sue that basically talks about this whole issue with Nickelodeon and Korra.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful read. I definitely, if you
well,
can
what
find
does
it
get into?
Give us the thesis.
Yeah, give us the thesis.
Essentially,
abstract
it's,
it, man.
Essentially, it's saying that Korra has won more awards than SpongeBob ever will, had the highest opening of any Nickelodeon show in the past decade. And even though it's not merchandised, it is the best show that Nickelodeon has put out outside of Avatar. And Nickelodeon chooses to...
Crap on it
and support SpongeBob.
But SpongeBob
is kind of
a
fascinating story. The creators of Avatar have had this conflict with Nickelodeon since the old show, too. Them refusing to do kind of hokey merchandising shit. In an episode of Last Airbender, Aang tries on this ridiculous looking
set
of armor.
Just so they can sell the toy.
Yeah. No, they put that in the show as kind of a fuck you to the people who wanted them to make something that could turn into a toy.
Yeah, yeah.
But
in
she
fact,
also...
Like, they only went to them, hey, get something that we can make an action figure out of. Fuck you.
That's right.
She also goes on to say that, you know, even though Nickelodeon isn't merchandising it, people are doing their own merchandisings through like the $10 t-shirt 24-hour site, Redbubble.
But is Nick's not getting any of those?
Nick's not getting any of it.
Yeah, that's why Nick's pissed. That's why they're
fuck
not. Em. That's
and,
what I say.
And
but
to be honest, that's probably why they canceled them.
Because of the
but you know what?
Marketing.
Good for them. They stood up they stood up for their storytelling and artistic integrity.
Agreed. The only Avatar, I think I've mentioned this before.
They didn't chill out. They didn't introduce the Aang mobile just so that they could sell a toy.
The only Avatar toys I've ever seen are based on that crappy movie that doesn't exist.
Well, there is one Aang action figure from the cartoon, but it's like a
con exclusive.
Con exclusive.
Yeah.
Avatar Aang.
And I'm not buying that for my kid.
I
can't afford it, right?
Speaking of television shows, have you heard about the campaign to save Constantine?
Oh, yeah, apparently
it is in major
imperiled
issue.
For
well, right,
a
yeah,
second
the,
season.
They have
They let it finish its front half, refused to pick up the back half, and they haven't officially announced it.
They haven't officially denied a second season.
They haven't ordered the next run of episodes.
We're not ordering it yet, but we haven't decided not to order
it. Did they expect Friday at 10 o'clock?
That's a good point.
Nobody is going to watch that, dude.
It comes on right after Grimm.
It ties in with Grimm, but it would be better if they were 7 and 8 rather than 8 and 9.
We couldn't have a darkest show as it should be at 7 o'clock.
But yeah, right. I agree with that. But Friday night at 10,
couldn't it? Pick,
flick, yeah, there's
Netflix
a lot
could,
of
but
stuff
why?
Yeah, but
it?
Netflix just signed with Marvel.
Boom.
Okay, so.
And why would they? Yeah.
Is that an exclusive thing they have to offer?
I don't. I doubt it, but that's what I mean. Why would they pick up Constantine when they have this huge cash cow at Marvel?
Yeah, because they have the new...
I mean, they have enough on their
Hell's
plate
Kitchen.
Right now.
Exactly.
They're supposed to have the Hell's Kitchen things. It's supposed to be Daredevil.
Have a Constantine thing that I've heard that they're working on because they don't have like that sort of spooky supernatural element going. Because they're doing things like Punisher, like Daredevil, like
Constantine is a great show. Hulu, Amazon, even Yahoo now is doing their own production on TV and stuff. There's a lot of places that could. Yahoo.
Always jumping on something years after someone
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Well, it says, according to this, Matt Ryan has taken to his Twitter account to start a Save Constantine campaign. And it shows all kinds of pictures of him standing there holding a hashtag Save Constantine.
Hashtags aren't going to help you. You need to get people eyeballs on the TV. And I'm sorry, when I'm going on Tuesdays and Wednesday afternoons to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gotham and The Flash... And when I notice Constantine, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should watch Constantine,
too.
That's
actually been my case.
I forget about it because it's on Friday.
I'd watch that, but I'm always doing stuff on Friday. I don't sit in front of my TV.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night. Where is everybody? They're at the club. They're at football games.
They're at
whatever.
They're at other places.
It's Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Friday. You know, if they were showing this... Thursday at 10
if
o'clock.
If I'm watching
Wednesday
anything,
at 10
it might be like a big sporting event.
Maybe.
Even then, it has to be a pretty big deal.
And even then, I'm probably out watching a sporting event.
Right.
But I forget about
it. They gave them time slot suicide.
Yeah.
Basically. And it was foolish
really
of them
think
to
it's
expect
them being a
dream. I mean, realistically, this is the kind of show that's not going to do good. Prime time. It's not going to do.
No,
good.
I'm not saying.
Maybe not prime time.
I think
this
is going
to
be
keep
good.
Keep it 9 o'clock. Sure.
10 Eastern.
Switch it to
Central,
like Thursdays or Wednesdays.
Well,
or
give it a second run slot. A second run on the weekends. Give it.
That'll never work.
You know, measure how well it does online streaming.
I bet it does better online. Sell it to CW.
This is NBC.
Yeah, that's exactly
NBC
it.
Sell it
is
to
where
CW.
Quality ideas go to die.
See, I thought
owned
it
by a cable
been,
company.
I
you
thought
know they don't have
was,
any original ideas.
I mean,
I thought if it's on CW, you put it on after the Arrow.
The one thing that's coming on NBC
and
news is that people like gush over his community, and that's constantly having to fight to save.
They had yes, exactly. Yeah. You're right.
Well,
and that's
also,
going to Yahoo. That's
now,
going to Yahoo.
You see, the promotion that we, as a comic book shop, got for Constantine was one stack of posters.
Yeah.
All right. The promotion that we got for Gotham was insane.
And even the
there
Flash.
There were comic tie-ins. Yeah. Even the Flash or Green Arrow, there's comic tie-ins.
Not
there
just
posters.
That. On the
there were little handbills.
At the very
flyers.
Top of every
there's
DC book for like 2 months, it said Catch the Flash. See? Mm-hmm. And even when Green Lantern or Green Arrow came back, watch Green Arrow. Constantine, not a word.
I don't
last
even
page
think
ad.
We got an ad for the Constantine TV show on the Constantine book.
What? What? It makes no sense to me. Ray Fox, you should have fixed that, man.
It was as pretty much, you know, if it wasn't for this one poster.
That piece of crap.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm
going to
reread that.
Yeah.
It's getting great reviews.
I read it like 3 or 4 times and I still...
The art's brilliant.
I mean,
like,
art
yeah,
is beautiful.
It's getting great reviews.
And of course, the difference is this is a DC Comics licensed idea. Not by a company, because, NBC is not owned by the company that owns DC Comics.
No, Comcast owns
NBC. Yeah, DC's owned by a Time Warner.
Yes.
And Time Warner, they're not with Comcast, but they're trying to merge.
Comcast, well, Comcast and Time Warner Cable are. Time Warner Cable is owned by a different subsidiary than Time Warner.
Okay,
just like they sold off AOL.
Time Warner is actually owned by AOL.
Well, they, no, and AOL has
who uses AOL?
And anyone who uses Time Warner.
Exactly. Is AOL even a thing anymore?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's free. There actually is a paid AOL service.
Net Zero?
There are still people that are paying AOL $20 a month for dial-up.
With those little discs that come in
the
mail?
I don't have dial-up, but we still have an AOL account, so...
Fascinating.
Yeah, that is fascinating. I'm not sure if fascinating is the word I'd use.
But I've also had my account since, you know...
Yeah. Except that you have to pay to keep AOL.com email address. You have to pay to keep it. And that's a lot of the reason people, you know, hold on to it. Not me.
That was that way with landlines. People kept their landlines for the longest time.
Yeah.
Until it became a thing. Hey, we'll keep your number if you buy this cell phone. Yeah. So I didn't expect Constantine to get a lot of buzz. I mean, people were saying it was good, and I expected it. It looks good.
It is fun.
I was hearing a lot of good talk. I expected it to get a full run.
That was cool.
You know, so it kind of was out of the blue. They're like, nope, we're not going to pick it up.
Really?
I just want to jump in here with the funny story that happened to us. We were at GameStop one day, and this guy was talking about they're probably not going to have a Season 2 for Flash because it's doing bad. And then the next day, I got on Facebook, and it said this episode of Flash was the highest watched episode of anything on CW.
Highest rated show on CW
I was like,
ever.
How was that doing bad? Serves you right for going to the guy at GameStop.
No, it was just a random conversation at a midnight release.
We were at a midnight release, and this guy who's a blogger was telling us all this stuff that we didn't see.
Lower quality blogger than the type that we employ.
Wait for CW to send us that information before we... And they do send us that.
I know
they
you love do such a thorough background check on everybody that writes for you.
What
do you mean back... Yeah. I do a little bit of checking on their background.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about, you?
I'm just in general.
You never even found out about the people he's killed.
Yeah. Well, that's even better.
I don't talk about
that's
that.
That's even better because when you're arrested.
Shame on you for bringing that up.
When you're arrested, they'll say local blogger arrested.
Yeah. He had a blog.
Okay, but the internet being what it is.
They dropped those charges. They
Larry of America just turned into Larry of the Armed and Dangerous.
people get stuck in a lot of rumor mill talk.
Yeah.
Kind of, it becomes truth by repetition.
I can understand why he would think that Flash was crap because it's a CW show. It's lesser television overall.
I actually like it.
CW puts out some quality stuff right there.
Well, I like it.
This is
lesser television.
But what, Larry? What's lesser?
I don't know.
You can talk about Walking Dead.
Walking Dead dropped the ball.
I was saying Gotham kind of dropped the ball this week.
I didn't mind the Gotham mid-series finale.
I liked it, but it was...
I love Gordon being at Arkham. I think that's going to be awesome.
I thought that was so ham-fisted.
No, I think it's all right. They said you go work at Arkham or you're fired. Yeah, it might have been a bit forced, but... Yeah. The stuff that could come out of it, him at Arkham, could be awesome.
I think it's just setting up for the next game.
Makes him the person to go to when the super criminals start, or these crazy start. He's like, I know how they think.
The one thing I hate about Gotham is Catwoman teaching Batman how to be Batman. It's all over me.
I kind of like that.
I hate it.
I kind of like
that.
I don't like how she's constantly teaching him how to be Batman.
You see Albert doing a lot of that in the earlier episode.
Albert kicked her ass. Bruce Wayne's kind of annoying just in
general.
I'm going to put my hand in this fire because I'm tough.
He's a typical rich kid, though.
Okay, you little shit. Go learn some karate. Go with this firecracker.
I have $1 million, and I'm going to burn myself.
I'll burn myself for $1 billion.
I'm gonna stand on top of the house.
And he's doing, like, the balancing on the rail.
Okay, well, we get it.
It's weird, dude. It's
she's sitting there saying, lock your court.
And he jumped in the pool to test how long he can stay underwater. with his clothes on.
Argyle, all his clothes on. You know Alfred's done with his shit.
Well, no, that is actually a Boy Scout thing. Yeah, to teach yourself how to swim is you have to jump in there, wear shoes, and long pants.
He was trying to see how long he could hold his breath.
Yeah, but they also teach you how to inflate your clothes so that you can float.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily
he was just trying to see how long he
could
hold his breath.
Everything else,
as a former Boy Scout who went through that.
No.
Girl Scout and Boy Scout leader.
I understand, but that's a total different test. The one where they teach you to swim with all your clothes on is about emergency rescue. The one teaching you how to turn your clothes into a flotation device is something else.
Yeah, but Bruce Wayne needs
to get off to boot camp or something already because it's kind of getting
Rachel!
Old. Him. His little emo spats are kind of okay.
They're bad.
So who are these assassins?
Pump the brakes.
I don't know. Could that girl or that woman have been Taiji?
Perhaps.
We were thinking it could have been Copperhead.
Maybe. One last thing to maybe mention from Batman to Batman. Apparently, Christian Bale is raising a stink this week because he wanted to be Batman in the upcoming Batman
Ben Affleck
Superman movie.
Why? He should have said something.
He blew his chance at Batman because of all the bad press. If you're on camera. Just insulting common people. I know you work for a living, so you're less than me.
And now he gets
trashing.
And now he gets to be
left and right.
That movie,
Terminator Salvation movie where he's like yelling at that guy.
Yeah,
I think I remember. I was hoping when I went to see that movie that at the end of the credits it would have some like in a special no thanks to Tim, the incompetent piece of shit light man.
Quit moving the lights! That Exodus movie looks terrible.
Yeah.
It does. It looks
I like
bad.
How he's like in the rant, he's like, you and me are done professionally. Like, hey, we can get somebody a beer after this.
Yeah,
but you're
not working. Exactly, but we're not working together ever.
I just want Christian Bale going back to chasing people with chainsaws.
American Psycho? Yeah.
Okay, but back to the larger point, though. We haven't even seen Ben Affleck in a trailer or anything. I mean,
giving him the benefit
of the
doubt.
He gets his fair shot.
We've seen him for 2.3 seconds in a trailer.
We've
seen like images of him in the bat suit, which looked pretty cool, actually. But
in my experience, talking on the internet with the geek community, there's a lot of love for Marvel. That's gimme, right? Everybody's going to love Marvel. There's a lot of seething hate when it comes to DC movies, and we've gotten one. DC movie in this family of movies. Man of Steel is not great,
but
Batman vs. Superman is like a dream come true for comic book geeks.
It is.
And it's getting no traction.
The direction that they've set it on in Man of Steel, I thought was a bad start.
Agreed.
Because
Superman was not Superman in that movie. But seething hatred level bad start?
I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. And it's
I'm not going to go see it opening weekend, probably.
I think I am.
Especially back when it was Cap versus that movie.
I would have watched them both.
Fuck no, I'm going to go see Cap.
I would have watched them both.
I'll go see them both.
Yeah.
Not
Batman
in the
Superman
weekend.
Is like a
Batman
dream
Superman
film.
Is a for me it's a wait to hear what people say about it movie.
No,
I'm not going opening weekend.
I will tell you what I think about
it.
Okay,
I will be there.
If only I valued your opinion.
I know. we're talking about movies. Did anyone hear about? I'm not sure what production companies do it, but the monster movies. They're like linking them all together in the same universe. The Wolfman, Frankenstein.
Oh, like the old Hammer films?
Is it Universal? Yeah, it is. You're right.
That would have
to be
Universal if it's Wolfman and Frankenstein.
But it's not going to be scary. They're not making them horror movies.
What?
This is what I've heard.
The point of their existence.
The Frankenstein creature, actually, back in the old Mary Shelley book, that is kind of more of an introspective look at life
like,
and humanity.
Yeah, morality, that sort of thing. All right,
just give us a modern Adam Costello.
Dr. Frankenstein is the actual monster in the book.
Well, in the book, the creature is not named Frankenstein. It's just the creature.
It's Frankenstein's
monster. He's the doctor. Yeah. But he's the monster. He's the one that's done the bad thing.
I'm just not sure that that's going to go over well. We had to talk about monsters on the podcast. What monsters we thought were going to... I think I said mummies were going to be the next big thing.
Mummies were the big thing back.
Yeah, but there's not much difference between a mummy and a zombie except for being wrapped up and stuffed.
True. But Yeah, Universal's like, damn, we ain't got nothing going on. We need to do something. Let's do these monsters, but not make them scary.
Well, if Universal actually
they made monsters,
I don't see how you could do the Wolfman without it being a horror movie. That's they it's did it body in, horror. It's like the this thing that used to be a friend is trying
to change. Thing transforms yeah, the and it's
Monster
not
Squad
scary.
Wasn't scary. And they had all of them in there.
Monster Squad.
I love
is,
that movie. As a
Monster
kid.
Squad's the Goonies. What was Dracula?
I love that movie. As a kid.
Oh God! Don't say Goonies, please.
The Goonies never.
No,
died.
No, 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 don't, no, no,
the Goonies
no,
never
no.
say die.
No, no.
She's scared of that movie.
That is what
she's scared of. That is what she's scared of.
I have a paranoia of that.
She's
movie.
Scared of.
I mean, the Monster Squad comes from that special little place where it's a stupid piece of shit movie, but it's an endearing stupid
Goonies?
Piece of shit.
No,
Goonies and Monster Squad.
I love Monster Squad.
That's why I hate the comparison.
We can't help it. It's basically the Universal Monsters, not the being the Universal Monsters.
Yes.
And it wasn't scary at all because, well, the Wolfman getting blown up and Dracula.
They put dynamite on the Wolfman's dick.
They kicked him in the nards.
Wolfman's got nards!
Yeah.
Kick him in the nards! So weird.
And then Frankenstein made a friend.
Yeah. Frankenstein had a tea party.
Oh my goodness, Frankenstein going through that portal was like, oh, no.
That was sad.
Come back.
That was a sad moment.
Then, why the hell was Dracula's weapon of choice dynamite in that movie?
Yeah, right.
Like, doesn't he have, like, awesome powers that he can use
yeah,
to, like, hypnotize and, like, turn into a monster?
Flying, walking
Dracula
on ceiling.
He can, like, compel you to turn against yourself.
The longest door, open door, dynamite.
He had the dynamite when he was trying to get to the book.
Wolfman's got nards, okay?
Perhaps come on, Larry, you know that movie's awesome.
You boys like monsters? And I will tell you there are
that
real
guy was a freaking Holocaust.
Never go like into old man's house like that. Little that was just, that was little kids. Hey, listen
like
to old men, go into their house.
I will ask you one more time. Would you boys like some more pie?
I think it was a
how
nice
about thing. No, because I'm starting to feel dizzy.
Is she a virgin?
Incidentally, couldn't any of the kids, the boys in the Monster Squad have done that? I mean,
possibly.
Was there a stipulation that had to be a female version?
Exactly,
maybe
never said that.
It might have been a maiden.
All right.
I don't get it.
All right, well.
The new Madagascar movie's dropping today for the weekend, too.
Oh, the penguin ones? Yeah. It's a spin-off.
Benedict Cumberbatch in it.
Really? Is he?
Yeah.
What's he in it?
He voices one of the characters.
Wait, Benedict Cumberpatch is in that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're sure he's
sure.
Yes,
yeah.
We're sure.
We're sure. We're sure.
You guys were totally poor shit earlier.
I'm sorry. The Madagascar movies have never done it.
They've never been attracted to me either.
Even the first one was like kind of a formulaic kind of.
It was kind of like the voice actors were playing themselves.
Oh, come
themselves.
On. The Moto
that was the whole appeal of the movie was the voice acting in it.
Yeah. And they were like playing themselves.
It was something I thought was worth seeing in the theater.
I would
rather. But it was something I didn't mind watching with, you know, younger relatives.
If I'm going to go see a cartoon movie,
it's not like
with secondary characters,
like
I'm going to wait till the Minions movie comes out.
That looks awesome.
That does look good.
Yeah, that looks good.
That does look funny.
All right. We want to see Hero 6.
So,
I'm down to go see that.
It's good about time to wrap it up. Let's get some final thoughts. Gomer.
I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but I've been playing Assassin's Creed 4.
Yes, you mentioned it last week.
Did I?
I got like halfway through Assassin's Creed 3 and I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
I hate the ninja jumping around, stabby stabby stuff.
I loved Assassin's Creed 2 because
but the
of
pirate
like,
stuff is awesome. The pirate stuff in Assassin's Creed 4, I can I have this?
Open it
open
up.
It up.
The pirate stuff in Assassin's Creed 4 is every pirate game I've ever wanted to play.
Sea
Cube's got a Assassin's Creed Unity little medallion here with the Assassin's Creed logo emblem thing on it. Pretty cool. I don't know if I'm a big fan of Unity. I'm not really a big fan of doing all the ninja stuff. I don't think I'd be a bigger fan doing it with three friends.
I enjoyed Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood just because, like, there was kind of a cool aspect to it. I'm sneaking around. I'm, like, doing these platforming puzzles. It's not just run into a crowd of people and just Dynasty Warriors on
and you
them.
Did. You played 3 with the Revolutionary War background.
I didn't care for it.
Was it there a historical context there? Because that's really
who
what I wanted
cares?
To play.
The background,
I
it was a
kill,
poor choice for
I
a
I
want to
kill Indians
okay,
with John Adams. That's
no.
all I want to do.
Instead of jumping around the spires of Florence or over the Colosseum
died.
Or something awesome
just
like that,
say, I
had to.
The square table does not support the slaughtering of Native Americans.
With or without John Adams.
No, man.
Also, it was the opposite. You were a Native American and you were fighting Brits.
Okay. Well, do me and John Adams get together and kill Brits?
I don't. I never got to John Adams.
Also
the game.
Like to
Samuel
thank
Adams.
Them for all
yes,
the
see, that's what I want to play. That's what I want to play. In the spirit of Thanksgiving.
But, okay, Assassin's Creed 3, like, you're running, like, instead of me going around the Roman Coliseum, like, the Roman Coliseum or, like, the Duomo in Florence or some, like, other really awesome setting. I'm running around some dude's farmhouse in outskirts of colonial Boston.
You're running around the American frontier.
All this buildings, the tallest ones are like three stories. There's no platforming element
so it's like
to it
Red
at all.
Dead Redemption, no guns.
Essentially, right, yes. You're taking out the coolest aspect of the previous game.
Assassin's Creed 4 with the pirate shit is awesome. Being a pirate has never been more fun.
Being a pirate at all is always fun.
Oh, man. They do it right in this game.
Final thoughts, David.
I want to send out a big congratulations to my friend Jason Sean Alexander on a successful Kickstarter campaign to bring back Empty Zone, the 20th anniversary edition.
You should write something up about that.
I probably will.
Cool.
The only reason why I hadn't mentioned it before was because at some point in time during the Kickstarter, it got into a legal dispute. A legal copyright dispute, and
yes.
The Kickstarter was suspended. But they resolved it, and the Kickstarter continued, and he went on to have a successful Kickstarter.
Kickstarter actually changed their own rules, because usually when something gets stopped, it's done. You have to start over. But they let him open it back up. The same Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was the news I heard.
I'm glad there's a happy ending, though.
Yeah.
What I found out about it was is somebody that he worked with on this comic book 20 years ago basically said, no, I have rights to this book, too, and
They fixed it.
Good. So congratulations to Jason Sean Alexander.
We look forward to this piece.
I do look forward to my 20th anniversary Empty Zone.
Awesome.
About damn time.
Heather.
Get to breed.
as far as me, I'm just looking forward to some new costumes to make. I've got inspiration to make a Victorian Wonder Woman now. I'm so excited for that. And I was just looking up the Pirates of the Penguins of Madagascar. There seems to be quite a bit of, you know, star power behind it. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it'll be awesome. Is that the dancing aliens one?
That needs to go viral.
No, it's a picture. We were joking earlier about Star-Lord riding with his rapper gang. Someone has gotten Gomer's idea, I hope, from, you know, listening to us here. Oh, actually, we haven't gotten on.
Yeah. I put it on Facebook, you know.
Yeah. All right.
And the Raptor gang.
Okay, so that's my final thought. Someone's got an image of Star-Lord with his
I'm still trying to decide whether I actually want to see the teaser or trailer for the new Star Wars movie. I don't know if I want it ruined or not.
I mean, everything ruined.
I'm a book reader. I usually read a book before I go see a movie.
You don't ruin things
I don't know
trailer.
If I want to read it.
It can ruin a little bit of it.
It does. It,
okay. A well put together trailer.
Yeah, but you don't. I don't want spoilers. That's the point.
I want to know everything right now.
I hate when a trailer has every good part of a movie in it. You go see it, and it's like, already seen that. This is shit. Already seen that. This is shit. Yeah. That's the end of the movie.
Yeah. No, I don't think Star Wars, if anything, will pull away from that, I think. I have good hope. I have hope.
You have a new hope.
A new hope.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just excited to read the Scarlet Spiders #1.
Yeah. If anything coming out of Spider-Verse, that's the book.
Yes.
It really is.
Which we got more reprints of the Gwen Stacy Spider-Verse.
Yeah. The second printing covers look cool. I like the second printing cover better than the first printing cover.
The Spider-Verse story itself, though, I have a hard time telling them apart from time to time.
I know.
They all look like Spider-Man.
They're all Spider-Man.
Didn't they have, like, inserts in there where it, like, tells you the different Spider-Man from the different verses? Because they had, like, a life-filled Spider-Man?
They need
so many pouches.
They need to do that, yeah, right? Pouchy. they need
Starts
to do that.
Anatomy.
They could come out with a Who Is in the Spider-Verse book, like, you know.
Even beyond that, like the Spider-Verse book, it's setting up the bad guys to be a little too menacing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, I fear that the only way they're going to win now is some stupid Deus Ex Machina.
It's got
to
be.
But you have to. You got too many Spider-Man in this. If you are going to say
like
that one Spider-Man
villains
is
they're
so
fighting
good.
Are invincible.
And they come out of nowhere. They can just
but
literally
But like I said, you almost have to if you're going to have that many Spider-Man in a comic book.
Yeah, they're going to do something that's going to be cheap.
Spider villains, they have like feral spider villains, like acting like hounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Taylor, final thoughts?
I guess that'll be my final
thoughts. I thought you were going to talk about Darth versus Doom.
Oh, I could talk about that. Alex Ross put out an image. He painted it for a friend of Darth Vader fighting Doctor Doom. That is the coolest concept.
So cool, man. I would love to see that.
They've both kind of been science and mysticism. Yeah.
I bet they'll be friends by the end of the fight.
Doom has no friends.
Doom, yeah, you're right. You're right. Doom only has subjects.
Death Star, Latveria.
Doom only has those he tolerates.
That's right, that's right. I think he could tolerate Darth Vader, though.
No.
A
threat to his power.
Maybe. He'd use Darth Vader.
Okay, so who do you think
would win? Darth Vader would use him just as much.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Here's the thing.
Seriously?
I love Darth Vader, but I don't think he's a threat to Doom. Because if Darth Vader was any kind of threat to anybody's power, he would have taken over from the Emperor and he
Yeah, did. Agreed. I think Doom would own him.
Yeah.
I think Doom would own
him. If Doom has time to come up with
Darth
a plan.
Darth Vader is walking around on life support.
Well, Doom, in some cases, is too. You know, Doom, in some books...
Vader, Doom wants to know if you just finished running a marathon.
But I'd like to see that.
That was actually reminds me of something else I saw recently where they had Batman fighting Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That was one of the tricks Batman used was to kind of EMP his life support, and then
Vader
had to use his force powers to keep himself alive, so he couldn't just like break his neck.
Nice. Batman is awesome. Great idea, Batman.
Well, spoiler alert, he ended up losing it.
Batman always has a contingency.
Yeah, he's losing in Batman in the comic right now too, because he was ready to fight Superman but not ready to fight Superman who didn't give a shit, and this Superman don't give a shit.
I'm gonna actually wait until I'm probably gonna wait for trade.
Yeah,
that
it's
story.
Good. It's fun.
It seems like the kind of thing I'm gonna read all at once.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna wait for trade for this new Batman story, which looks pretty good because they're finally at a motherfucking zero.
Yeah,
here.
And the Joker's back, and he's got a toxin possessed Justice League owning Brat Batman. It's fun. It's
Brat
real
Man?
Fun.
Bratman. Isn't
Bart
that Bart Man. Simpson?
Well, that's Bart.
No, that's what he's been in Gotham true. So far.
Like, hello, kids! Joker!
Now, I would just like to give a shout out to 23. You know who you are. We miss you.
Michael Jordan.
I was thinking of Miguel.
The 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper.
Miguel, supposedly I talked to him the other day. He may be joining us again soon.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not going to hold my breath on that shit. You notice Dr. Pepper, there's no dot in the doctor.
So it's just.
Did you notice that Warner Brother and
it's
the Animaniacs?
That one.
So maybe it's actually been dropped.
That was the best just changing of subjects ever.
We were talking about Jules, weren't we?
Yes.
What the hell with that dude?
Jules Miguel Trevera.
The hell with that dude. I hope you're listening too, but I know you're not.
I was trying to give him some grief.
I miss you, Jules. I wish I could see you again.
Yeah.
Well, he still comes in. Supposedly after the new year, he'll have to schedule a rearrange.
I've heard it all before.
So.
Oh, trust is broken.
Gomer's been jilted by
betrayal. Betrayal.
You broke his heart. You broke his heart.
They had planned to because apparently it's against the law.
What thing were they going
to
do?
They were going to go to straight 8 hours, and all right. For whatever reason, they can't do it. But they wanted to because it's apparently against the
OSHA laws.
OSHA laws.
The type of work.
Which is really surprising.
Yeah, don't you have to have like a 30-minute lunch if you have an 8-hour shift?
Yeah, 6 hours
but
you have to.
Especially because you do like a factory labor type job, don't you?
Yeah.
So that is mandated. You also have to have 2 15-minute breaks.
We don't have 2 15-minute
breaks. And they have to be spaced
Get
out.
Get in touch
so
with your
office.
Lawyer, David.
Yeah.
We have to look at OSHA law.
They work us 9 hours. We get a 10-minute break and a 30-minute lunch.
Oh, that's cool.
That's probably not legal.
Yeah. Totally not. Which was a surprise because they were like, oh, we're actually going to obey the law this time.
All right.
Well, that's my favorite thing Larry says.
I just can't believe I found this Star-Lord with the Raptors.
I know, it's so awesome,
it was so
awesome,
perfect.
Dude.
It ties in, it's like,
so
kind of
cool.
Bookended.
The best timing.
Yeah. Okay.
I should have gotten on the damn Photoshop myself, man. I've done that. Damn
it. I got stretch.
Stupid goal.
All right, well, also, Black Friday coming up this Friday. We'll have tons of specials here at the shop.
Tell us about them.
Well...
Star Wars keychains, half price is what I heard. Star Wars keychain, Star Trek ships, is buy a Federation ship, get a alien ship half off.
Hold on. Mark, please come here.
We would like you to share
the Black Friday.
Share the Black Friday deals at the store. Pimp it
a little bit. Yeah, Mark.
Waiting on your Black Friday paper.
Spoil a little for our listeners who might get an early drop of sales we have not announced yet.
We have. They're posted on Facebook.
We'll post it on Facebook?
Comic City 2 on Facebook.
Tell me more of this Facebook post.
What we got?
It's basically buy four comics, get a fifth free. That's basically the box holder's discount.
Yeah.
Also, and we normally do buy a trade paperback, get a one of equal or less value at half off. For the weekend, you can get a third at half off.
Ooh. Nice.
So buy one, get two half off?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. That's like buy one and a half, get... No, that's weird, like Matt.
Buy two, get one free.
At the same price, it would be, buy two, get one
free. Also, we're doing...
Weird math.
Figures, buy two, get one free.
What about the starships? Star Trek starships?
The Star Trek starship collection is buy a Federation ship, get a non-Federation half off.
Love that. Love that,
the
man.
The Eagle Moss collection.
Yeah, that's $30 for two pristine models. They're beautiful Star Trek ships.
Buy two, get one free as well.
Nice.
Also, we got specials on the board games. You'll get discounts on those. We've got Magic specials, HeroClix specials. We'll have sales in every department. We will have Fat Packs for $30 on Friday.
Holy.
That's an incredible deal.
That is a good deal.
While supplies last. So the better selection, the earlier you get here, the better selection we'll have on that. We'll have a huge sale on... a bunch of magic stuff. We'll have grab bags. We've got Journey into the Knicks on sale because, well, we have overstock of that, and we're just going to blow it out.
Blackest Friday.
Yeah, and we'll have, we'll have a ton of specials going on all weekend.
What's mine is mine.
We're going to have a lot of extra deals just this Friday, so come check it out. Come see us in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Check us out online, comiccity2.com, or on Facebook, outrightgeekery.com.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, Elaine.
And may the Swartz be with you.
Take your yogurt.
What a chaotic ending that was.
I felt like there should have been holiday Saturday Night Live music playing.
And I want to thank
Sweaty Bones,
Bruno Mars, and Taylor Swift. And
hey, wait! I'm just going to interrupt you there for a second.
Let's see if we can shake this one off.